Random House Audio presents The Malice of Fortune by Michael Ennis. Read for you by Adrian Paul and Carlotta Montanari, with John Lee and Fred Sanders. The following narrative is based entirely on actual events. All of the major characters are historical figures, and all of them do exactly what the archival evidence tells us they did, exactly where and when they did it. What history fails to tell us is how and why they did it, and thereby hangs a tale. Italy in 1502. Excerpted from Cesare Borgia, A Study of the Renaissance. William Harrison Addington, London, 1903. History seldom presents a paradox more striking than Italy at the outset of the 16th century. As the Renaissance reached new heights of splendor and innovation, Leonardo, Michelangelo, and Machiavelli now shared the stage, Italy founded in a morass of political treachery and chaos. Fragmented into dozens of autonomous entities, varying from such formidable nation-states as the Republic of Venice to myriad small city-states, the Italian peninsula became a battleground contested by powerful family dynasties, mercenary warlords known as condottieri, and the armies of foreign monarchs. Amidst this endemic turmoil, the Italian people despaired of finding a remedy in God and the Church, and instead regarded themselves as subject to the goddess Fortune, a revival of the ancient Roman cult of Fortuna, personified in both literature and daily discourse as the capricious and ill-intentioned governess of all human affairs. Even the most enlightened intellects of the age were not immune to this belief.